Well, as we continue, we're going to come now to that special time of focus on the Word of God, which is the Christmas story. And Florence is going to be reading from Matthew chapter 1. And it's a reminder of that precious moment when we were told about Jesus. Listen to it again, Florence, if you would come. Thank you.
Good morning, church. Merry Christmas. Okay, so I'm reading from Matthew chapter 1, verse 18 to 25. And I read, "Now, the birth of Jesus Christ was as follows. After his mother Mary was betrothed to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Spirit. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man and not wanting to make her a public example, was minded to put her away secretly. But while he thought about these things, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, 'Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take you Mary, your wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Spirit, and she will bring forth a child, a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins.' Now, all this was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by the Lord through the prophet, saying, 'Behold, a virgin shall be with child and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel,' which is translated 'God with us.' Then Joseph, being aroused from sleep, did as the angel of the Lord commanded him, and took to him his wife, and did not know her till she had brought forth her firstborn son, and he called his name Jesus." Amen.
Amen. She called his name Emmanuel, called his name Jesus, we are told, when the angel spoke to Mary as well. "You shall call him Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins." And the question I want us to think about, just as we come towards the end of this precious service, it's so lovely to look out and see the church quite full. I didn't know it would get full on Christmas because I know buses and stuff. And it's just lovely to have you all here today. It's been a very special service. The singing has been amazing today. Precious. We thank the Lord. But as we come towards the end of this precious service this morning, I wonder, and I ask you the question, and I think it's worth asking the question, what did Mary know about the little baby that she held in her arms in that manger, in that nativity, in that Bethlehem cave? What did Mary know about the son that had been born? Well, we know that she knew that the son had been conceived by the Holy Spirit, because she had said, "How can this be? I have known no man. I'm a virgin, and how can I have a baby? The Holy Spirit will come, and you, what will be born of you will be of the Spirit of God, and he will become your child." So she knew that. She knew that his name was going to be Jesus, because the angel said, "Call him Jesus, because he shall save his people from their sins." And it was a name given to a child from heaven. One of the few times, the other was John the Baptist, that heaven gave a name for a child. It came from the Father. You know, in the Hebrew culture, the Father gave the name to the child. And out of respect, the angel went to Joseph and said, "You, as the stepfather, if you will, the father that will be overseeing this beautiful child, shall call him Jesus." And Joseph would have said at the dedication and that his name was to be Jesus. But the name had been given by the Father himself. "You shall call him Jesus." Why? Because he'll save his people from their sins. And the question is, what else did Mary know? Did she know that this child would one day walk on water. Well, I don't know if she knew that. I don't know. But she knew what an amazing gift she held. Did she know that the child she held would one day heal blind people? I'm not sure. That the child she held would make the dumb to speak and the lame to dance. Would she know that? I don't know. But did she know this? That when she kissed her little baby, she was kissing the face of God. You know, Judy's with our precious granddaughter's only a few, 2 months old now, and I was looking yesterday, and Judy was holding and she was smiling. And every mother that holds a newborn baby, in a way, is looking at the image of God, because we are created in the image of God. And there's something about the image of God in every child. But this is different. This wasn't just a child created in the image of God. This child was God, is God, is the great I am. Did Mary know that when she kissed her little baby, she was kissing the very face of God? I think she did. Because the angel had told her, "You shall call him Emmanuel, God with us." Did she know that this little baby would one day rule the nations, would one day save her? She had given birth, she had delivered this baby. Did she know that this baby would one day deliver her? Did she know this? I don't know. But I think she would have had an idea. But at the end of it all, when she held that little baby, she knew she was holding the Son of God. And as we close this part of the service today, I'd like us just for a moment to sit, to focus, and listen to these words and meditate and carry them in our heart as we go. Carry them in our heart that God will speak to us this Christmas morning. Just look at this beautiful song and listen to the words and think about it as we prepare for this beautiful Christmas morning.
Mary, did you know? 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 M that your baby boy is Lord of all creation. Mary, did you know that your baby boy would one day rule the nation?
Did you know that your baby boy is heaven's perfect lamb?
Isn't that beautiful? A beautiful question, a beautiful response. Mary, did you know? Did you know that He who created the heavens and the skies and the stars and all mankind, He created the world, for all things were created by Him and through Him and for Him, Jesus, would take on in time, on Christmas morning, the form of a creature to come and save His people from their sins. Did we know that? Do we know that? Do we understand that? Do we understand that the great champion of God's armies, as Joshua knelt before Jesus standing in the Old Testament with the sword of God drawn, and he kneels down before him at the beginning of the Jericho battle, and he says, are you for us or against us? And he says, Jesus says to Joshua, no, but as commander, as captain of God's armies, I have come. I'm neither with you or against you. I am coming to take control. And that here the captain of God's great armies takes on the form of a helpless babe that he might in turn save his people from their sins. Mary, did you know that this child, would be the great Savior of mankind? Did you know that this child was the gift that God had promised? This child was the gift that the prophets had proclaimed. This child was the gift that the angels heralded. This child had come to save his people from their sins. And as we go into this beautiful Christmas celebration today, let us know that we have received that gift. Just as the children unpack the gifts and tear off the wrappings and open the box and hold the gift under the Christmas tree, so every one of us must unpack the gift of Christ and hold it close, and hold him close as our Lord and Savior. That's the message of Christmas. Let us receive the gift of love, of faith, of eternal life in Jesus today. Amen.